Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of June 2020. Madras High Court has recommended that the State Bar Council should insert in its regulations, by way of amendment, a provision for interim payouts to needy advocates in these dark and difficult days. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the concerned authorities to register the marriage of a Hindu couple, while holding that marriage is solemnized in violation of age restrictions under Section 5 of the Hindu Marriage Act, 1955 are not void. Supreme Court has ruled that Section 63 of the Bombay Tenancy and Agricultural Lands Act, 1948 debars an agriculturist from parting with his agricultural land to a non-agriculturist through a will. Supreme Court has issued notice on a plea seeking to direct the Speaker of Goa Legislative Assembly to take a decision on the disqualification of 10 defected Congress members of Legislative Assembly within 1 month. Supreme Court has issued notice on petitions which challenge the constitutional validity of the conditions introduced by Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, Amendment, Ordinance, 2020 on the home buyer's right to file insolvency petition against defaulting builders. Supreme Court has allowed a Mumbai woman with twin pregnancies to selectively terminate one of her fetuses, which has Down syndrome. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Delhi government in a plea seeking quashing of the provision giving 50% reservation to students who pass their qualifying exam from the institute located within the National Capital Territory. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to process the 4 pending items that are related to the project of digitization scanning of records and upgradation enhancement of existing leased lines in the district court complexes within a period of 2 weeks under advance intimation to the High Court. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the Registrar of National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, in a plea challenging the appointment of Justice, retired, Bansi Lal Bhat as officiating chairman of the NCLAT. Bombay High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation alleging that unhindered movement of doctors, nurses, sanitation workers, policemen and others working in essential services has led to the rise in the number of positive cases of coronavirus in different parts of Mumbai. Bombay High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking directions to the state of Maharashtra to provide free treatment to all citizens of Maharashtra who test positive for COVID-19, including free treatment at private hospitals. Karnataka High Court has held that a magistrate can authorize the remand of an accused for the first time via video conferencing in exceptional circumstances in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic. Allahabad High Court has allowed the regular bail application filed by Uttar Pradesh Congress Chief Ajay Kumar Lallu, who has been in jail allegedly for providing false information in the list of buses that were sent to ferry migrant workers home. Rajasthan High Court has directed the state government and National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, Postgraduate Medical Counseling Board, to conduct a fresh round of counseling for admissions to postgraduate by including additional 89 seats allotted for implementation of economically weaker sections, EWS, quota in the state.